All right. Good evening, everyone, and welcome to Sunday Morning Breakfast, Monday Night Live. We are on the line. We're getting ready to get fully started, and we're so excited to have you here as we are continuing our conversations on the dangers of low expectations. I truly have enjoyed this topic personally, because it allows for me to just look at myself, look at my life, look at my career, look at the relationships I have with my loved ones, and think about, are there times in which I've settled for low expectations because of any preconceived notions I may have had on what they are to do, how they are to deliver, how they are to act, how they are to interact, and realize how I've fallen short in those regards because I've allowed things to just happen, allowed things to be just as they are because I had low expectations of them. And that is, of course, not of God and not for us to do. So what is it? What is it that leads us to that place of being, of having low expectations? And what is it that we're to do to come out of that? So God's given us those examples. He says in his word what he expects of us, and that's how we are to live. So let's go forward on the call tonight and truly enjoy one another as we talk about the dangers of low expectations. And let's do so with our leader, Mr. Carr. Good evening, Mr. Tellius Carr. How are you?
I'm doing wonderful. What about yourself?
Doing great, thank you.
All right, well, before we get started, let us go ahead and pray, and then we can go ahead and dive into this call. So, Ms. Tiana, you mind praying for us?
Sure. Let's bow our heads. Heavenly Father, we thank you for this evening. We thank you for your word, and we thank you for the opportunity to just fellowship and praise you. We are so gracious for this gift of life that you've given us and this gift of your word, dear Lord, that tells us exactly how we are to live our lives and to walk in you. Heavenly Father, through your word, may we do so with joy, with abundance, with love, and show all those whom we come in contact with exactly whom you are. You've set expectations for our lives, Heavenly Father, and may we live up to them and do as you've called of us. We thank you for this ministry. We thank you for this platform, and we thank you for our leader. We praise you. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. All right. Well, tonight, again, we've been talking about the dangers of low expectations.
Mm-hmm. Look, I was just talking and I was on mute. Yeah.
Well, welcome back.
Here we go. So the dangers of low expectations. So if y'all get a chance, go ahead and log on to Facebook Live under Tellius and Carr, and we can go ahead and get on there because we're going to be chiming in on about this topic. But before we get started, is Mr. DJ there, Ms. Tiana?
Yes, sir.
Sure is.
How are you this evening?
I'm okay. How about yourself?
Doing wonderful, man. So give us your breakdown of this topic, the dangers of low expectations.
The dangers of low expectations, you run a risk at leading yourself to complacency and nothingness. Your expectations should remain high because you are a child of the Most High God. If your expectations are low, you're not going to accomplish or live out to your full potential. If anything, you're really not going to be of any use to God. I mean, he prepares you for certain things and allows certain things to happen for a reason. But when you need him, and you will need him, your expectations should be high and his are going to be high of you. We have to first change the expectations of ourselves. That's part of the problem. You can't elevate yourself if you're around a bunch of people who are not in elevating business. In other words, you're never going to uplift yourself and get any further than where you are. God is not a God of complacency. He's not going to just bring you to a point and that's it. You keep striving and going further and further and further. And what you need to do is you need to raise those expectations. You need to challenge yourself. You need to realize and recognize who you are and whom you are. And if anything, we need to be careful about having those low expectations amongst ourselves and giving them off to other people, too. It's like a poison. It's like a disease. You know, it's like being lazy. Everybody always says misery loves company. But and that's very, very true. But if you don't watch it, then you will become misery. You know, that's something that you have to do. They always say birds of a feather flock together. And then a wise man would say nothing from nothing leaves nothing. If you around people who, let's just say, are beneath your level of understanding, whether it's your educational level or spiritual level, are you going to teach them or are they going to bring you down? Let that one marinate. That's it.
That's what it is, y'all. So the dangers of low expectations, they are real. We can honestly say that, right?
Yes, sir.
Yes, sir.
The dangers of low expectations. So we're going to, if y'all can, go ahead and get on Facebook Live. Everybody else stay put. We're going to have a blast with this topic here. Talk about those low expectations. A lot of times, this might not be one of those juicy topics, but to me it is. It really is. Okay, everybody can relate to that, because if we don't expect, what can we receive? Okay.
Amen.
Faith and expectation go hand in hand.
Uh-huh.
It's important. So how you doing? How y'all doing? How you doing, Miss Jocelyn? And let's see what we got. Miss Ford, how are you? Miss Lakeisha and Crystal and Shiren and Miss Griffin. Miss Juanita.
Uh-huh.
Okay. The dangers of low expectation. What do we expect from others? What do we expect from ourselves? What do we expect from God? What does God expect from us? Low expectations is real. What is expectations? Miss Tiana, you want to start out? What is expectations?
Expectations, the definition I've kept going to this week is basically it is what our beliefs are and what we think they should be when we look at anything around us. Whatever evidence we may have is what we put forth as
okay.
our beliefs. Mm-hmm.
Expectations. Mr. DJ, what would you say they are?
In my own words, it's a derivative of faith. You can only go by what you have absorbed, and that will guide you to what you expect.
Right.
It may be something not necessarily faith.
Right. So expectations. Expectations are born when interests are derived as well. So we can't expect or we don't expect when we hadn't invested anything, right?
Correct.
A lot of times y'all hear it all the time. What do we say? You know, I don't expect nothing from no one. Why you don't expect anything from anyone?
That's it.
That would be my question.
That's right. Out of habit.
Why don't you expect anything from anyone? Expectations are the expectations. We can say that they are your hopes. Expectations are your plans. Expectations are your wishes. So why don't you have plans when you encounter people? Huh? How you doing? How you doing? How you doing? Who else we got there? Let's see who we got. Mika, how are you? And Miss Green, Miss Cabrini, and Miss Latanya, Miss Butler, how are you all doing? So expectations. You can't hear Miss Jocelyn. You can't hear. Can y'all hear me on Facebook?
Yes. Working on this end.
You still can't hear me, Miss Jocelyn? She says she can't hear me.
Let me do a test one real quick.
What's going on, John? Mr. Bree,
yes.
Can y'all hear me?
Yes, sir. I can hear you.
Okay. Just wanted to make sure. How you doing, Miss Susan? That's good. So expectations. That expectations will be your hopes. Expectations will be your plans. Okay? Expectations will be your wishes, your desires. How you doing, Miss Ashley, Miss Tanith? Y'all with me? So when we have low hopes, when we have low hope, when we have low plans, when we have low wishes and desires and dreams, what is going on next?
Mm-hmm.
Y'all follow me? Can you see me, Miss Juanita? Y'all can see me on Facebook Live?
I can see you.
Okay. All right. How you doing, Miss Carinelle? Good deal. Okay. So, y'all, this is important that we have high hopes, that we have high dreams, that we have high plans. A lot of times we aimlessly make the mistake, Mr. DJ, of saying that we don't have expectations of people. And why shouldn't you have expectations of people? Is it because you have become so disappointed? How you doing, Ms. Electra and Ms. Binkley? Okay. This is very important. So, y'all, we have some email questions that we're going to get to. Ms. Tiana, I'm going to start with you first. How you doing, Ms. Katina? What's the first email question?
Yeah, this is the first one I received. There's no spontaneity in my marriage. My wife is routine in what we eat each day, what she wears, how our kids get ready for school, for bed, and when we have time alone, etc. Is it unrealistic for me to want more out of our relationship than this mundane day-to-day?
Okay. How you doing, Ms. Angela? All right. So the question is, there's no spontaneity in my marriages. My marriage. My wife is routine in what we eat each day, what she wears, how our kids get ready for school or for bed, when we can have time alone, etc. Is it unrealistic of me to want more out of our relationship than the mundane? Mr. DJ?
I say no, it's not. Absolutely not. I mean, but at the same time, instead of standing back and talking about my wife, my wife, my wife, what are you doing to help her to free up some of that time? You got to get in there, get with her, and make that time.
Mm-hmm. Okay. How you doing, Ms. Anitra? Ms. Juanita, can somebody reach out to Ms. Juanita on Facebook and actually have her to call into our line? Because she's trying to get on, but her screen and her phone, they're not letting her. So, Ms. Juanita, hopefully we can reach out to somebody. Can y'all reach out? Y'all see Ms. Juanita Knox?
Somebody yes, go ahead and reach out to her. I'm messaging her now.
Yeah, and give her the number so she can call in. So it's 225-364-0211. So the dangers of low expectations. Now, this is important, people. Okay? Even with this question, how you doing, Ms. Karen? The question said there's no spontaneity in the marriage and everything is routine. Is it a problem? Is it unrealistic to want more out of a relationship than the mundane? There's never a problem when you want more. The Bible says from faith to faith and glory to glory. Okay, as a matter of fact, we should expect more of ourselves daily. Just because you're at a point to where you're making more money than you've ever made in your whole life, you got everything going on in your whole life, that don't mean that you should settle. Y'all follow me?
Yes.
That does not mean that you should settle. Okay? So let's get to the next question. I got one from Ms. Tanith. Ms. Tanith said, can God bring so many disappointments in our life or in your life until you get tired of them, and then you decide to get up and raise your expectations? Mr. DJ?
Can God do that?
Mm-hmm.
As a human, absolutely yes. He can bring you more. Sometimes that's what it takes for us to, you know, to actually raise those expectations. We're not deserving of what God gives us. Sometimes we need a kick in the pants. And he brings those disappointments on purpose so that we can realize some things and appreciate. Sometimes, you know, you heard the saying, you don't miss your water till your well runs dry.
Mm-hmm.
Well, sometimes that's what it takes.
Y'all got it? So, Ms. Tanith, to answer your question, absolutely. Absolutely. And y'all go ahead and share this on y'all Facebook so more than us need to hear this. People need to hear this. The dangers. There are dangers that come with low expectations. We have high expectations, and we have low expectations. Consider this, even with this question, Ms. Tanith. Consider this. If heaven is high and earth is low, you know there's dangers of being earthly-minded. Remember the Bible said, let it be done on earth as it is done in heaven. In other words, God expects from us simply because he has invested in us. How do we know that God has invested in us? He clearly says, greater is he that's in you than he that's in the world. In other words, we have the Spirit of God on the inside of us. So he has invested, therefore he expects. Y'all follow me?
Yes.
Oh, yes.
Okay. So the way it goes is, can God bring so many disappointments? Absolutely. He can bring so many disappointments into our life until we get tired of them. and then we decide to get up and raise our expectations. In other words, God will meet us where we are, Miss Denise. He will meet us right where we are. In other words, spiritually, he may not have been able to connect with you. But what God would do is bring disappointments naturally so that you'll start to look back up at him spiritually.
Mm. All right.
How you doing, Miss Warden, Val, Val? How are y'all? Okay, who is that? Miss Turner, Hudson, how are you doing? Okay, Miss Aaron, Miss Keith, who is that? Miss Washington and Sean, what's going on, man? Miss Miranda and Miss Alfrica, Miss Sheena and Miss Cassie, how y'all doing this evening? So y'all see the dangers of low expectations, and there are many dangers that go with low expectations. Now, with that being said, we had another question from Miss Shiren. Miss Shiren had a question as well. Let's get to that question. The question says, my family from generation past to present has always operated in the fact that minimal is enough. Okay.
Mm.
As for myself, I want more, and I set high expectations, but it has been hard. Can low expectations be a generational curse that needs to be broken?
Come on.
Mr. DJ.
Yeah. Repeat that last part. Can low expectations be a general
generational curse? Yes,
that
can be broken.
Yes, it can be broken. Absolutely,
But hold on, Mr. DJ. Can low expectations be a generational curse, or is that personal?
Or is that personal? Yeah, that's definitely personal. I don't want to say monkey see, monkey do, but you can bring somebody else down.
Mm-hmm.
God did not give us that spirit, you know, and that's something that you have gotten through association. If your mama didn't do this, then you don't typically do something. Well, if your dad been doing it that way, then that's the way we typically gonna do it.
So it is a generational.
I wouldn't call it a curse, but it's a born behavior. Because when I think of curse, I think of something that's automatic. And what I'm saying is, if your mama raised you not to use paper towels, instead use a hand towel at the dinner table, then 9 times out of 10, that's what you're going to do. So that's not a curse, but that's something that you know, that you have learned to do. But you can get over that. You know, I often say we often need to be like the ant. You know, the ant, and it's ironic because they kept playing this commercial this week about high hopes and an ant moving a rubber tree plant. We must have those. If you got it, if you're the one in your family that has it, obviously it's not a generational curse, but you can break the cycle. You can definitely break the cycle. It's just like some people who don't complete high school. Just because your grandma didn't finish and you didn't, and your mama didn't finish, don't mean that you got to drop out too.
Okay.
It has to stop somewhere. So you have to raise your expectations. And by you doing that, when you break the cycle, then guess what? You're going to set expectations rather than lower them and raise them.
Okay. So here's a question. The question is, my family has always operated in the fact of minimal. In other words, you know, at least I do. Minimal is enough. As for myself, I want more and set high expectations, but it has been hard. Can low expectations, so in other words, this person is different from their family. Can low expectations be a generational curse that needs, first of all, yes, it needs to be broken. Second of all, low expectations can be a generational curse. Of course it can. Of course it can. See, here's the thing. I'm going to show y'all want to know something about generational curse. All a curse is something that God does not approve of.
Come on.
We always think that a curse is something that's negative. It is negative, but our negative and God's negative is two different things. We think that negative has to be something that looks horrible, that's tormented. But in the same token, don't you know that Satan will make negative look good? A generational curse is something that God does not approve of. That's all it is. All right? All right. With that being said, can it be broken?
Yes.
Of course it can. Those generational, low expectations can be generational curses. For instance, If you live in a poverty-stricken neighborhood, all you see is poverty. What are your expectations?
Same poverty.
They is poverty.
No.
Right, y'all see it? So we have to raise our expectations. The only way, y'all listen and listen good, the only way that we can operate in high expectations is that we see a high God. In other words, our expectations become low when we start looking at it man's way. It starts to become high when we look at it God's way. In other words, remember, God's expectations supersede man's, even our thought, our intellect. This is how inventions come out, become natural and become real. See, the miracle, listen to me, the miracle is not for the believer. The miracle is for the unbeliever. To the believer, it's not a miracle. It's God doing what he said he would do. To the unbeliever, it's called a miracle because they didn't expect it.
Right. Right.
Moses didn't know what God was going to do, but he expected God to do something, because I know, God, you didn't lead me to this Red Sea for me to sit up here and drown.
Yes.
Y'all with me?
Yes, sir.
All right. How you doing, Miss Catrice and Miss Tay? How y'all? How y'all? How y'all? Miss Janice, Miss Juanita, and Miss Carissa, Miss Pamela, Miss Jeanette. I'm just trying to speak to everybody that I can see. Okay, if I miss you, I do apologize. Miss, who is that? Miss Brown Sugar. Okay, Miss Brown Sugar. What's going on, Thomas? Miss Marcia, how are you? Miss Melissa. We hadn't seen you in a while, Miss Melissa. How you doing, Miss Toy? Miss Melissa, where you been? Miss Nina, how are you? So y'all with me now?
Yes, sir.
Yes, sir.
So our expectations, remember the Bible says that the same mind that Jesus, H-A-D, had in him, we should, H-A-V-E, have in us.
Amen.
That's what the Bible says. So if Jesus had a mind of high expectations, now watch this. Y'all want to see something about low expectations? Do y'all believe that Mary and Martha had low expectations because they expected Jesus to come and he did? Was that low expectations?
Those were high expectations.
Mr. DJ, what you say?
Yeah, if they expected Jesus to come, those are high expectations.
Y'all see that? How you doing, Ms. Darlene? So Mary and Martha, when they expected Jesus to come, when they wanted him to come, was that low or high?
That was high. The problem is they don't command him. They don't control him.
Ask,
they wanted him
ask
to come.
The question, though, when they expected him to come, was that low or high?
That was high.
Miss Tiana?
I hear a rephrase of the question. When they expected him to come, that was low. The fact that he expected him was high.
See, when we put a mandate on God, see, we always say God may not come when you want him, but he come on time.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? When Mary and Martha expected Jesus to come when they wanted him to come, that was considered L-O-W expectations. Now watch me. How would it be high expectations and he still did what he wanted to do when he was going to do it? See, it was low expectation, and this is why they cried. Actually, they was mad at Jesus. Why didn't you come? He's dead now. But here comes the point of the Redeemer stepping in. Because of his expectations, he wanted to take them from a natural mindset and show them who he really was. They only knew Jesus. Y'all got to hear this now, the dangers of low expectations. See, had he met their requirement and came on Thursday when they wanted him to, see, they just knew him as a healer. Because, see, Lazarus was sick. But at this point, Lazarus is dead. See, it's dangers of low expectations. Now, watch this. God elevated their expectations to high because now they not only see him as a healer, now they see him as a redeemer. He literally raised Lazarus from the dead. See, the low expectation would have been fulfilled, and they only knew Jesus as one way. Now they have to look at him as a whole nother way, as he can raise somebody from the dead. He purposely didn't come when they wanted him to. I'm trying to help somebody out, because if that was Mary and Martha, how many of us want to be honest on this line tonight? And Jesus, you've been calling on Jesus, and you've been calling on Jesus, and he hasn't come. Now, is that low expectation? Somebody might say, no, that's not low. But see, this is what makes it low. When you start to get disappointed at a perfect God, That means it's low because he comes when he wants to come in. He comes on time. See, it becomes high when you say, have your way, Daddy. My God.
Come on.
If you ever get disappointed with God, who's wrong? Him or you? Disappointment comes by way of when you didn't get your expectation met. But watch this. See, anytime we don't get our expectation met, and especially when it comes by way of God, somebody got to be wrong. Remember, God laughed at our plans, right? Let me rewind this. The definition of expectation is hopes, wishes, and plans. God laughed at our expectations. Our expectations must line. Y'all listen to me. Our expectations must line up with what he expects. Remember the Bible said, if you abide in me and I abide in you, you can ask for whatever you want.
Yes.
So you can be expecting the raise and God will say no. Now you're mad because you didn't get the raise. So now we'll start doing fraudulent things to get what God said no to. No, not right now. You can be mad because you're not married and everybody else married. And what you'll start to do is you'll start to mess with something that is not your spouse.
Mm.
The dangers of low expectations, people.
Yes, indeed.
Y'all follow me?
Yes, sir.
We have high expectations when we allow God to enforce his will on our life. In other words, God, I expect what you expect. God, I love what you love. I hate what you hate. I expect what you expect. I will go where you go. I won't go where you won't go. See, when we line up with God, things change. Now, somebody may be thinking, but hold on, God gave us our free will. I can expect, you can expect whatever you want to expect. But trust me, it's called Christian for a reason, Christ-like for a reason. In other words, we don't have the wherewithal to be perfect. Only he can be. So if I don't have the wherewithal to be perfect, wouldn't it be perfectly fine if I model myself after perfection?
Yes.
The best children that you could have is a child that says, Mom and Daddy, I don't know what to do. You lead. But when your child starts to lead and they have no experience, that's a problem. Hmm. What's going on, Chief? Mr. D, how are you? Miss Natty, Miss Miranda, Miss Shanda, how are y'all? Y'all with me?
Yes, sir.
Yes, sir.
How you doing, Ms. Darlene? So, y'all, let's get to it. Let's get to some of these questions. What we got, Ms. Tiana? What we got? What we got?
All right. We just got another question posted.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Go ahead.
Sure. It states, my expectations on my son is to finish college. To finish college are high. However, he's considering dropping out and finding a job to begin making money, which is his words. How can I help him to rethink his decision as he has no degree or prior experience in the workforce?
Hmm. So how can I help him to rethink his decision?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, what they got to do with expectations?
Well, you can change his expectations by praying with him and educating him and motivating him to see how far he can go with the education as versus without it. So that would help raise his expectations.
Let me ask a better question. Let me ask a better question. That was a good question. Let me ask a better question. How you doing, Ms. Rita, Ms. Julie, and Ms. Alicia? Let me ask a good question. Would you say that when parents have high expectations of their, I'm sorry, let me reverse that. When parents have expectations of their children, are those expectations high? If ever outside of the will of God, or would they be low? When parents have expectations of their children,
mm-hmm.
if it does not line up with God, is it low or is it high?
If it's outside of the will of God, then this son should be low. It's not going to
exactly.
line up.
You know, sometimes the DJ say they're low if it's outside of the will of God. Don't you know that sometimes parents, we can live or try and live vicariously through our children? What's going on, Tori? Ms. Lopez and Ms. Eugenia and, yeah. Don't you know sometimes parents try to live vicariously through their children? So, in other words, what parents didn't do, they expect us to do.
Right.
Hold on.
Right.
Let me say that again. What's going on, B? Hey, yeah, hey, I got to break pause real quick. My boy Barry, man, I told, look, y'all check him out on Bravo. Okay, he's on Bravo TV, Barry Smith. They're doing a show in New Orleans called Southern Charm of New Orleans. Check him out. Now back to the program. Okay? So, y'all, don't you know sometimes parents try and live vicariously through the children, right?
Right.
Okay? All right. So with that being said, parents, we got to be careful because there's some dangers that come with low expectation. For instance, you very well may want your child to be an attorney. Right?
Right.
Now, what if you want your child to be an attorney, but God says no? But you push and you pull strings to get your child to be an attorney, and they land an attorney job, but they're outside of the will of God. You don't think that's a danger there? Because, see, who's high-minded and who's low-minded? You saw attorneys, maybe because it's just a family history of attorneys, or maybe because attorneys make a lot of money. However, what if God said, I have them on course with their destiny to supersede money, to break heaven wide open, and I want them to be something else?
Mm-hmm. Come on.
Sometimes we can inflict on our children some low expectations that God did not give us. It may look good, but that don't mean that it is good. Y'all follow me? What's going on, Doc Green? And we got to be careful, parents, because a lot of times, or sometimes, should I say, sometimes the dangers of low expectations, in other words, sometimes we feel like we've made it because our children made it. In other words, it's easier to tell somebody what to do as opposed to us do it ourselves. See, our expectations of ourselves was low, but we expect so much from our children. Now, you don't think that's hypocritical?
Oh.
Can I ask the question again?
Yes, sir.
The dangers of low expectations.
Go ahead.
Is it hypocritical to expect more from others than you expect from yourself? Hold on, boy. I'm about to open a can of worms right here on Facebook. Mr. DJ, I'm about to open this can now.
All right.
How you doing, Mr. Keenum? Is it hypocritical, y'all, to expect more from others than you do of yourself? Let me give a prime example. Mr. DJ, I'm not opening up until I feel comfortable. So we want somebody else to open up to us before we open up to them. Is that not hypocritical? Is that not dangerous?
Mm.
We expect, y'all know when we meet people on the internet, right? We expect them to come see us, but we will never go see them. Boy, yeah.
Hmm. Come on.
We expect people to show us who they are so that we can trust them, but we never show them who we are so that they can trust us. That's a danger in that. That's called not practicing what we preach. Y'all follow that?
Yes.
Yes, sir.
Now, hold on. How would it work that I do personal training, right? How would it look that I never work out, but I expect my clients to work out? How does it work?
It doesn't.
Huh? Don't work like that, right?
Correct.
Right. So we got to be careful with this, y'all. I mean, as individuals, parents, men and women, the dangers of low expectations. In other words, low expectations become low when we expect the world of them and not of ourselves. For instance, when we tell people, how you doing, Ms. Danielle? When we tell people stuff like this, God going to get them, right? Because actions
right.
speak louder than words, right? Yeah, okay.
Mm-hmm.
We say actions speak louder than words when people heard us. What's going on, Bulldog? So we say actions speak louder than words when people heard us or when they want to prove us, actions speak louder than words. But watch this. As soon as the expectation, see, so we expect a lot from people because actions speak louder than words. But what about when it comes to us and God? Then the expectation lowers. You know why? Because we say God know our heart. But I thought you said actions speak louder than words. Why did it shift?
That's the truth.
Huh? Come on, y'all. What's going on, Ms. Danielle, Ms. Arlene? How are you? Why did it shift? We just said with people, actions speak louder than their. In other words, we have high expectations when it comes to what people do to us. But our expectations are low when it comes to what we do of God. Because then we back it up by saying that we'll clean it up. God know my heart. But what about your actions?
Mm-hmm. Your actions should reflect. It does. It is.
How you doing, Ms. Aisha? So, y'all,
let's get to this next email question. Can somebody, Miss Jennifer Fernie is trying to get in, Miss Tiana. Maybe we can give her a call or text to Miss Jennifer Fernie. She's trying to get on Facebook, or for some reason she can't get on Facebook. All right. So y'all, we talking about the dangers of low expectations, and there's a lot of dangers of low expectations. What expectations are? Let me say this again. Expectations are your hopes, or your wishes, and your plans. Okay, Mr. DJ, what we always say: if you fail to plan,
plan to fail. That's right.
Say it to him, to Mr. DJ.
If you plan to fail, you fail to plan.
Y'all see it? So we got to get out of this mold that we said we don't expect nothing from people. When we don't expect from people, that's because we have yet to invest in them. Hello?
Amen.
Y'all with me? Because
yes,
I don't
sir.
Know now one person go to the bank and don't expect to get something or withdraw from their account. When you put money in that bank account, you expect to get some money out of it, don't you?
Oh, yes.
Okay? So there's dangers that come with low expectation. Can somebody do one thing for me real quickly? Let's go to that scripture that we had the other night. Can y'all Facebook Live, watch this scripture. I want everybody to see this. This is really important. Watch this. If you got your Bible, or if you want to pull it up on the internet, watch this. Acts chapter 3, verses 1 through 9. What Ms. Arlene say with interest, that's what I'm talking about. How you doing, Ms. Diamond? Okay. Acts chapter 3, verses 1 through 9. I want y'all to see something real quickly. This is going to help us out a lot. We talking about the dangers of low expectations. Now watch this. Okay. Can somebody read that? Can you read that, Ms. Tiana?
Yes, sir.
Okay.
All right.
Who we got?
It says, Peter and John went to the temple one afternoon to take part in their 3 o'clock prayer service.
Mm-hmm.
As they approached the temple, a man lame from birth was being carried in. Each day he was put beside the temple gate, the one called the Beautiful Gate, so he could beg from the people going into the temple. When he saw Peter and John about to enter, he asked them for some money. Peter and John looked at him intently, and Peter said, "Look at us." The lame man looked at them eagerly, expecting some money. But Peter said, "I don't have any silver or gold for you, but I'll give you what I have. In the name of Jesus Christ, the Nazarene, get up and walk." Then Peter took the lame man by the right hand and helped him up. And as he did, the man's feet and ankles were instantly healed and strengthened. He jumped up, stood on his feet, and began to walk. Then walking, leaping, and praising God, he went into the temple with them. All the people saw him.
That's good. Did y'all see that? One day Peter and John were going to this temple at the time of prayer. At 3 p.m. Now a man was lame from birth, was being carried to the temple gate called Beautiful, where he was put every single day to beg from those going into the temple courts. Y'all, let me stop right there. The dangers of low expectation. How you doing, Ms. Tamara, Ms. Phyllis, and Ms. Hattie? The dangers of low expectations. You know how many people live a life that's lame? In other words, low? This man in the Bible was put at the temple gate called Beautiful. He could never go in. Y'all see that?
Oh, yeah.
He was put there every day to beg. In other words, some people had to pick him up, drop him off, sit him down. It was routine every single day. The dangers of low expectations. In other words, he expected somebody to help him every day of his life to get to a place to where nobody actually told him to get up. How many times in our life we have people around us carrying us to the gate, but not through the gate?
Come on.
Y'all, how many times in our life we got people, our friends that are around us, carrying us to low expectations, but we never seem to be able to get through? You know, we get close, but we just can't make it in. We almost was married because we was engaged, but we didn't get married. And then what happens is we see everybody else getting married, and we begin to get bitter. And now our expectations shift. So we start to make excuses as to why we're not married, because it's her fault or his fault. The dangers of low expectations, right?
Yeah.
Y'all with me?
Yes, sir.
Oh, come on, y'all. Y'all got to catch this now. How you doing, Miss Nicole? Huh? So this man was put at this gate called Beautiful every single day. Somebody carried him there. Then they said when he saw Peter and John about to enter, he asked them for money. Peter looked straight at him, as did John, and then Peter said, look at us. So the man gave them his attention, expecting to get something from them. Then Peter said, silver or gold I don't have, but what I do have I give. And he said, in the name of Jesus of Nazareth, get up and walk. Woo, y'all got to catch that, what happened right there.
Mm-hmm.
The dangers
mm-hmm.
of low expectations. Huh? This man was brought to this gate every day to do the same old thing. How many, I said it last night, I'll say it again, how many of us have so much low expectation that our life has become routine?
All right.
You do the same old stuff every single day and expect a different result. That's called insane, right? But look at the
That's
low
right.
expectation. Will you actually get up and walk in and walk through your destiny? See, a lot of times we don't walk in our destiny because we are afraid. Something has us fearful of the plans that God has put before us. So now our expectations are low. No longer do I expect a job where I make $100,000. I just want to settle for a job where I just at least make $40,000. Why do you just expect $40,000? If you invested in yourself, if you invested in what God put on you, in you, why do you just expect $40,000? You go expecting $40,000, guess what you're going to get? You're going to get what you have sown. You're going to reap what you have sown. You're going to get the $40,000 that you have just invested in, and you don't have a problem with it.
Come on.
That's
oh,
right.
But let me talk to the other people right quick. Let me talk to the people who expect $100,000. Let me talk to the people who expect $150,000, $200,000. Let me talk to those people. You know why they expect that? Because their expectation is high. You know why their expectation is high? Because they operate by faith. In other words, I have invested in my education. I have invested in giving and pleasing God. God, I expect more. $40,000 ain't good enough. Now, I may have had $40,000 10 years ago, but it ain't going to work today because I got too much to do for you, God. In other words, my expectation is to get closer to you. And getting closer to you, I may have to break some barriers. The $100,000 and $200,000 ain't for me. It's for me to put to use for what you have for me to do for the kingdom of heaven. See, you don't understand what I'm talking about now.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
See, the reason why I expect a lot from God is because, God, you gave me this vision. I'm going to remind you of this word. You understand? See, I'm not going to go to God begging and, no. God, I do everything you ask me to do. I do every single thing you ask me to do. You told me not to sin. You told me not to cuss. You told me not to do certain things that people will never know about. I do that. So when I have invested in you, God, I can remind you of your word in return. A lot of times we can't remind God of his word because we are ashamed because we never did what he told us to do. But when you invest in something, your expectations shift. When you invest in that man, you expect a lot from that man. When you invest in that woman, you expect a lot from that woman. When you invest in your children, you expect a lot from your children. See, when you invest in your kids, you don't talk about where you tried your best. If I invested in my child, ain't no C's and D's and B's coming in my house. I gave you a tutor. I need some A's up in here. See, the dangers of low expectations is simply because we have yet to invest our all.
Come on.
Yep. Low expectations, lowest thing.
Come on. What's going on, you 40? Y'all see how that go? What's going on, Terrell?
Yes,
huh? Y'all, this is real. The dangers of low expectations. How much have you really invested in? How you doing, Miss Tyra? How much have you really invested in?
Mm-hmm.
You expect more? Typically, the people, look around yourself. Look at your surroundings. Typically, the people who expect more have also invested more. Do you not know that?
Yes.
Give you a case in point. Can y'all listen to you? Y'all hear me? Okay, watch this, Mr. DJ. Mr. DJ, if you purchase a $300 car for your child and that car clunk out on that child next month, guess what? You're not mad. You know you only spent $300. You didn't expect much.
Right.
But, Mr. DJ, if you got warranty on that car and that car costs $10,000, for that child, that first car, Mr. DJ, if that car went out next month, You don't have a problem?
I'm going to have a big problem.
I'm going to have a big problem, too.
Oh, yes.
I have a big old problem, y'all. So, y'all, look. The man, we're talking about Acts chapter 3, verses 1 through 9. This man was brought to this gate called Beautiful every single day. He was a lame man from birth. Generational curse, perhaps. A lame person. His expectations were so low that he was content with looking at a beautiful gate and watching other people go in. Watch what I'm about to tell y'all. How many times we see other people doing what we want to do and we become jealous? So our expectation shifts.
Not cool.
You're right.
Hello, somebody. Our expectations shift. You know, the person in your family, they ain't even served God. They ain't even pay their tithes. They wasn't even faithful to mom and daddy like you was faithful to mom and daddy. How they doing better than you are? So we shift only because we see them going into a place that we want. So our expectations shift.
Exactly. Ooh.
No longer is our expectation to please God. Our expectation now is to outdo them.
All right.
Ooh, that's a dangerous expectation, right? When you're just merely trying to outdo people. Y'all follow me?
Yeah.
Yes, sir.
Y'all, this man was brought to a temple. The temple was lame and the man was lame. Somebody say, well, how would you say the temple is lame? Read your Bible. This was at the time that Jesus had left and he had already ascended into heaven. See, they were actually quarreling about whether Jesus was real or not. So watch this, what I'm about to tell y'all. People that have low expectations typically hang around people that have low expectations.
Low expectations. Come on.
Watch what I'm about to tell you. Read the Bible, Acts chapter 3, verses 1 through 9. One day, Peter and John were going into the temple at the time of prayer. At 3 in the afternoon, now a man who was lame from birth was being carried to the temple gate called Beautiful, where he was put every day from those going into the temple courts. In other words, the people who was going into the temple was lame just like he was lame. My God. Y'all didn't catch what I just said, right? And y'all catch this now. What's going on, Brad? The dangers of low expectation. If they expected more of the man and they was going into a temple, a holy place, why didn't they tell the man to get up? Why did Peter have to do that?
Yeah.
What you say, E-40? It makes them feel better about themselves. That's right. You got to be careful. This man in Acts chapter 3, verses 1 through 9, he was placed in front of a lame place. These people who carried him. The Bible says, look what the Bible says, the dangers of low expectations. When you see your brother in error, go to them in love and restore them, lest you be tempted. Why didn't these people who already pray, why don't people who know God heal you? Why don't people who know God tell you to get out of that situation? Why do they not correct you in your wrongdoing? You know why? Just because they say they serve God, they might be lame too.
Come on.
Ooh. Because if they wasn't lame, hold on. Shouldn't the spirit of them rub off on you? The Bible said come out from amongst them. The Bible says, what does light have to do with darkness? And what, oh, my goodness. Righteousness have to do with, y'all see where I'm going with this?
Yes, sir.
The temple was lame, and so was the man. These were church folks going to church. Obviously, they had low expectations. How can you have high expectations and the people around you suffering, and you don't lift them up and tell them to come up out of that bitterness, come up out of that unforgiveness, come out of that poverty-stricken situation? See, even the world got it understood. They said, if I eat, my crew eat. See, the world even understand that if I have high expectations, everybody around me going to have high expectations because I can't allow them to bring me down. I got to bring them up. So if you got people in your circle that have low expectations, what are you doing?
Come on.
Y'all, the man was set at a temple. Huh? In other words, you know, low expectations love to rub with, people go with what's familiar. They went in and left him outside every single day. Now, how lame is that?
Horrific.
How would you like to go to a club and your friends leave you outside while they go in? Is that not lame?
It is.
Every day they took this man who had low expectations. Every day they took this man who had low expectations and set him in front of a temple that they was going into. I thought they was going to praise God. Why did it take Peter and John to come, who never knew this man, to lift him up? Listen to what I'm about to tell y'all, Mr. DJ. This is about to hit like a ton of rocks.
Okay.
See, we have such low expectations because we tell people, I don't know you, you don't know me. The Bible says be careful how you entertain strangers because you never know when you entertain an angel. Watch this.
That's right.
I wonder if this lame man had told Peter and John, you don't know me to tell me to get up. You know how we tell people, you don't know me, you don't know me? But see, that very person that don't know you might be your angel that's trying to lift your behind up.
Uh-huh.
Lame situation. Mm-hmm. While you sitting at that temple gate watching everybody else have success in life, you just sitting there full of low expectations and full of excuses as to why you can't get up. Because my daddy wasn't there. Because their mama not there. Because their daddy not there. Because my mama wasn't there for me. Because they didn't love me enough. Because they didn't give me enough. Nobody invested in me because I'm black, because I'm white. See, we make every excuse to accommodate what we're incapable of. But the thing is, God created your life. So in other words, it was a part of God's plan for you to be right where you are today. He just wants to see where your mind is. See, when you have a mind full of high expectations, he can perform a miracle through you. Not just Moses, not just Peter, not just Paul. God can use you. The thing is, he needs you to increase your expectation and not have it on an earthly basis, but on a heavenly one. And see, what will happen is God will use your same situation and make believers out of the people that's around you. In other words, they used to carry you to the gate called Beautiful and you was lame. Now they're going into a place that you have far exceeded. They're going into a temple that's still lame. You have went into heaven. In other words, now you can actually help the lame temple as well. Let me show you how the rest of this now. Let me show you how you're doing, Ms. Peck. Let me show you the rest of this. Now watch this. Okay. We're talking about Acts chapter 3, verses 1 through 9. Watch this, y'all. When the lame man got up, chapter 3, verse 8, the lame man, he got up. His ankles and his feet became strong. He was able to walk now. Watch this.
Uh-huh.
He jumped to his feet and began to walk, Mr. DJ. Then he went with them, meaning John and Peter, inside the temple courts, walking and jumping and praising God. Watch this, y'all. They was inside temple where prayer was taking place. Watch this, where I'm about to go with this. When all the people saw him walking and praising God, they recognized him as the same lame man who used to sit begging at the temple gate called Beautiful, meaning he didn't enter. Watch this, y'all. And they were filled with wonder and amazement at what had happened. How could you be in a temple praising God, praying for God, and be amazed that somebody got healed when you believe in a God that heals people? That means they was never sold out in God. They had so much low expectation. When they saw him healed, they still was amazed and wondered how. That means, how could you wonder when you know you're in the business of who are you praying to, is my question. Ooh-wee. Y'all better catch this. Now I'm about to help somebody out. You want to know how people have low expectations and who has low expectations around you? When you start to progress in life and they sitting there in amazement and they serve God and they sitting there in amazement and they say they ain't God and they like, wow, how did you do it? How could they say, wow, how did you do it when they had expect? If you expect somebody to do it, how can you be amazed when they actually do it? You know how many people are shocked that you're no longer poor? You know how many people are shocked that you no longer live in bitterness? They shocked. That means they never expected you to come out of a lame situation. Hello.
Oh, come on.
Hello. DJ. Ooh, Mr. DJ. If I expect a lot from you, Mr. DJ, I would never be shocked when you actually get to where you need to get to. People are shocked because, see, listen to me, y'all. People are shocked because shock comes about when you are shocked when you didn't expect it. That means I had no expect. When you get up and walk and I'm shocked, that means I didn't expect you to. That means my goodness, y'all better catch it.
That's right. That's right.
Go back and read Acts chapter 3, verses 1 through 9. So when people see you succeeding in life, how you doing, Miss Tracy? Brian, what's going on, man? Miss Ivy? When they see you succeeding and they are shocked, that's because they didn't expect a lot from you. The dangers of low expectations. Now it's time for you to shock them, world. The thing is, you can shock the world, but never shock God, because God has always expected more of you, even when you didn't expect more of yourself.
Amen.
You know how people say, surprise myself? Why would you ever surprise yourself? That means you didn't expect a lot from yourself. When I get there, I wasn't surprised. Shoot, what's my next course? Because I expected to get there, God. Now all of a sudden you make six figures and you shocked? Why are you shocked? You should have been expecting that.
Amen.
Mr. DJ, remember, the body would go where the mind is gone.
That's right.
The body, the mind leaves, and then so you should always have high expectations. Hello, somebody?
Yes, that's right.
Huh? What'd you say, Ms. Nicole? The first thing that they should say is look at God. Come on, y'all. The dangers of low expectation. Huh? Well, Ms. Ivy say instead just praise him with them. Okay. That's right. Y'all follow that? The dangers of low expectations. We got to be careful now. Y'all with me?
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
Yes, indeed.
All right. Let me give us some pointers. I want y'all to keep these pointers and take these, and we're about to get out the phone. The dangers of low expectations. What does God expect from us?
Us to follow him.
To
worship
him.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, to worship him.
Y'all.
To do better. The
five
better
things
than
that God expect from us. Five things I'm going to give. Mr. DJ was hitting it. Because what God expects is very specific. Five things. Write this down. One thing, the dangers of low expectations, we also low expectations, let's get to the high. One thing that God expects from us is that we fear him. Not in fear and trembling, meaning fear and reverence. We fear him. He expects us to fear him, reverence him, fully acknowledge him. The second thing that God expects of us is us to live according to his will for our life. Number two, God expects us to live according to his will. Look at his expectation. Number three, God expects us to love him.
That's right.
He expects us to love him, number three. Number four, five of these things. Number four, God expects us to worship him with all our heart and soul. Number four, God expects us to worship him with all our heart and our soul. And number five, God expects us to obey his commands. Y'all follow me?
Yes, sir. What was that last one? Can you repeat that last one?
God
expects
us
to obey.
God expects us to obey his commands. He expects that.
Okay.
I want to give out another golden point. Your faith is great when your expectation is high. Your faith is low when your expectation is low. Y'all follow me?
Yes, sir.
Yes, sir.
In other words, your faith should have high expectation. If you have no expectation, you have no faith. How can you have faith without expectation?
Come on.
Come on, people. I don't expect nothing from nobody. How can you have faith without expectation? It's implied. Faith is the evidence of things that are not seen.
Uh-huh.
And things that are hoped for. How can you have faith and no expectation? Just because one say they have faith, they don't mean they have it if they don't have expectation. The greater your faith, the greater your expectation. See, when you expect high, that means you're going to do whatever it takes to do to make sure that expectation come to pass.
That's right.
Amen.
And another golden point, the dangers of low expectation. God's answers to our questions or problems or to life, God's answers won't always fit our expectation.
Come on.
Y'all follow me?
Yes, sir.
Huh? Y'all got it? God's
yes,
answers will not always fit our expectations. Like Mary and Martha, just because they expected Jesus to show up on time, Jesus showed up when he wanted to. Our expectations might not be right, not his timing. He's perfect.
Amen.
All right? In other words, be careful of low expectations, because we can expect God to give us a husband or a wife and we didn't get it, and then we'll start messing with somebody else's. Or we'll get a husband or a wife that's not ours, that wasn't meant for us, that was not intended for us, and we want God to bless something that he didn't give to us because we have settled for less. We have settled. But patience requires that you don't settle. See, when you have patience, that means I refuse to settle. That means I may be single for a long time, but I expect God to bring me who he wants me with, not who I think I want to be with.
Yes.
Amen.
Y'all follow me? Mr. DJ.
Yes, indeed.
There's some dangers
yes, sir,
that come with low expectation. Y'all, it's our responsibility. We are saddled with the responsibility to avoid low expectations. Keep your expectations high. Keep your expectations high of God. Keep your expectations high of life. Keep your expectations high of others. But also keep your expectations high on yourself. Mr. DJ, come on, pray with us, please.
Bow your heads, close your eyes, open up your hearts. Dear Heavenly Father, we come to you saying thank you. Thank you for bringing us together again, Father, to feast on your word, Father. Help it to manifest and grow within us so that we can let it out and to show others, Father. Keep us on the path that we pray, Father, and don't let us stray too far from it. And keep those expectations where they need to be. Father, we want to say thank you for another day's journey. And, Father, thank you for those of us that are going through inclement weather. And help us stay and keep the faith and be able to walk that path that you have intended for us, Father. We ask these things in your Son, Jesus' name we pray, amen.
Amen.
Hey, y'all got it? Now, next week we're going to be back, same time. Make sure you invite somebody now. Okay, next Wednesday, same time. We also, how you doing, Ms. Tamika, have Bible study every Wednesday at 8 p.m. Central Standard Time, 8 p.m. The number is 225-364-0211. But make sure y'all share this now, because we got to get this message out there. These are some very good trinkets that people need to know. All right? So some might call it church. You can call it what you want to. I call it inspiration, because I believe that we are the church, and we need to take this with us wherever we go. The Bible says, hide the word in your heart.
All right. Amen.
Great night.
Good night.